God bless you.
Hi, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is really quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is the year of your birth?
2M66.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Academistic and some college.
Some college. Thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
For me, with all of them. Originally, no, I'm not. But for me, with all.
So, I'm sorry, what is your race, did you say?
Native and black.
Thank you so much. Okay. And are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
If it's obedient and just pursuing the written pursuit first, and that's the obtained world peace, I'm pleased with the way they decide to go.
So would you say that you're satisfied?
Ma'am?
Would you say that you are satisfied with the direction of the country? That's what you said?
In the compliance, I am seeing that with the compliance, is the way it's heading based on obedience and compliance that describe the world peace, as in salvation. If it's in that mode, I'm pleased.
Would you say you're very or somewhat satisfied?
I'd be very satisfied. To point back, I can be very satisfied.
Yeah. Understand. Well, thank you so much. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with AP? You can use any number from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all likely to vote, and 10, you are extremely likely to vote.
Likely to vote. The last four can't already been. I checked them. I guess it takes more to balance everything. The last five, I think all five working together. Those five working together and generating all with their accomplishments, they could advance that way. I couldn't take just one, but they all contribute to at the existing time, the contributing point is the all together with the five running together and supporting one another.
I understand. So if you can rate it from 0 to 10, how likely you are to vote?
If it's that way, it'll be likely, yeah.
Would you say 10 or?
It'll be a 10 if it go that way, yeah.
Understand.
Okay, yeah.
And how how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10?
I'm just going with the flow that is contributing to that is fueling the trip to the optimism of world peace. It is fueling the trip, and it's all in stride. I'm eager.
Understand. Okay, so yes, would you say that you are extremely motivated, probably 10?
I'm motivated. I'll be motivated to do that. Yeah, I'll be motivated.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? From 0 to 10, how much power do you feel your vote has? Being 0, not powerful, and 10, a lot of power.
I'm connected, I guess, with people, but I leave it open for them to make a more independent decision based on their physical experience and the things they're going through. Feel free to let it match their desires, and they are equivalent with the progress. It will be with my relationship 100% with me, then it'll be, I guess 100%. And we're with one another, not just on the side, but we're with one another. It'll be 100% driving together as one.
I understand. Well, yes, so would you say that you think that you have a lot of power? It would be 10.
I'm saying that if they whip the program, then it goes without saying. The activity, their statements, everything, their activity, both public and private, will be contributing to the same drive, and that'd be 100%.
Okay, but if you have to rate with a number from 0 to 10, what would be the rate that you provide?
If they whip it, it'd be 10. It'd be a full 10.
It'd be a 10. Okay, thank you so much. And talking about the upcoming elections for this November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? I will read a list. You can select up to two. Could be climate change, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, teaching history in schools, abortion, criminal justice reform or police violence, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, jobs in the economy, or crime and violence. What is the most important to you when voting this year?
If it eliminate abortion, if they continue to sift out prejudiceness, I guess, racism and all that, if they sift it out, they realize that we're all of all shades and color, and shades and blend of colors and pigmentation make up the nation. And there's no color, there's no certain color over the other, and again, abortion, eliminate abortion and consider adoption of abortion, and support the law enforcement system, and which is the law of the land, obey the laws of the land, and support that. If you're with it, no one's above it, but if you work with it, you're not an idiot. No one's beneath it.
Understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me ask you, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some organizations or some group of people. You see numbers from 0 to 10, where 10 means they were very favorable towards them, and 0, they are very unfavorable. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. All right, if you pick the question again, I got the following. What was your question? Make sure I'm actually hitting it right.
Yeah, definitely. I will read a list of people or groups, and please rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them, and 10 means that you feel very favorable.
I can't answer that, but the way I feel about people is everybody got a right to demonstrate according to how to represent themselves, and let everybody be their self. Let them be their self, and if they contributing their way in a way that they get the point across, and it's not a hinder or a burden to adjust to someone else's strive, but to set their own pace to endure the race in a way that we're in salvation together and knowing where we're going. It's not the first one, but the ones that endure And in enduration, you set the pace to endure the race. So I wouldn't criticize a person for their strive according matching another. So if you have your own way to express support. So I couldn't answer that. And so many ways to be universal. And but if they are compliant, then the compliance will be supporting. And they support their support, then they are what they support in their own way.
Let me read the name. So let's just start with Kamala Harris. How favorable is she for you from 0 to 10?
Kamala. Who? Ms. Kamala? Or Kamala? Kamala.
Ms. Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10. Yes, sir. How favorable is she to you?
Man.
Nice.
I don't know.
And what about
I would have to have some type of personal relationship with people in a way. I speak in general with what I see that they work together with, and not just the individual, but everybody pulling together. And she's in a group like that is shining, and she's supporting world peace and the pursuit and its rivalry code. Then I'm 100% with her as well. She's with me, I'm with her.
Understand. And what about Hakeem Jeffries? From 0 to 10, how favorable is he to you?
Jeffrey? Oh, man. I don't know the personal names yet. There are so many people with names, and the names, if it doesn't have a title event, I try to go along with the event and the demonstration. If they would, I can sum it up. Everybody that's contributing, supporting the fact that we meet the obligation from the generational birth of the creation.
And how would you rate how favorable is he to you from 0 to 10, sir?
And meet the attainment law of man and woman.
Sir? How would you rate Mr. Hakeem Jeffries? How favorable is he to you from 0 to 10?
If he's supporting world peace and he's contributing to the containment of man and woman and their due to responsibility on earth, then he's with me, I'm with him.
And could you give me a number? How would you rate him?
I'll rate him at a 10. If he's with me, I'm with him.
And
with me, I'm 100%. And if the highest rating is 10, I'm on 10. I rate a 10. Perfect 10.
I understand. And what about Joe Biden? How would you rate him from the
team? I've seen him on the script set. I notice the work and if he's supporting world peace and the pursuit and on the route, and that is the reason why he's running to obtain it, and at the least of things, then he has a similar goal, and the similar goal will put us working not bypass traffic but the current traffic, then that'd be a perfect end.
Okay, perfect then. Okay, what about Republicans in Congress? How would you rate them from 0 to 10?
Who?
Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10, how favorable?
Republican Congress. if they're connecting with Hippocratic, meaning treating everyone equal and supporting the rights that have been established, and everything that leads to a general peace. At least. Then I rate them all. I rate all of 10. You know, so many words, everybody represent the same code, just in different ways of belief and self-righteous ways, but it all comes out the intent, justify the content and the event. And if you learn the intent, you learn the truth. And what was intent? What was the activation of this pursuit? And the intent leads to what justifies, and the outcome is equivalent to the same then it will be a perfect 10.
I understand. I understand, sir. Okay, let's continue with the survey. What about Donald Trump? From 0 to 10, how would you rate it? How favorable is he to you? Remember, 0 is very unfavorable and 10 is very favorable.
I know he was working with the economy, with the in jobs, and he's pretty familiar with investment,
mm-hmm.
and that's called prosperity, an obedient code, meaning everyone has to strive for prosperity and turn over profit with their skills, abilities, and their talents, and their gifts, and in so many ways, he's effective in that. And put all of them together, they can work in their own area and be a contributing factor there.
Okay, and how would you rate him? What number do you choose from 0 to 10?
If it's the intent is matching the event and the content, and it's proved to be with the program of economy and the salvation network that pulls us together as one, as savengers, and we all combine as one general piece at the conclusion of that, of a pursuit of a goal that one of those goals got to be contributing to world peace, a way to obtain and maintain.
Okay.
And it'd be a team.
Mr. Tim Walz?
Who?
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz. I haven't seen if y'all just say, I can sum it up. if they pursuing a word action decision that affects someone loves in themselves, someone loves themselves to be considered, be considered to everybody, that everybody should be considered. So if it's an intent that involves everybody and can be considering everybody, and that is to obtain world peace, at least, and all these things, yeah, and tools, all in strive to go.
So, just to confirm, all the persons that I'm
that would, and everybody, everyone you asked me is entitled, I tied into that in so many ways, I got into that all, then it would be a perfect team.
What about black members of Congress? How would you rate them from 0 to 10?
It doesn't know what color they are. It's pigmentation and shades and grains of skin. They're all a human being. They all appear to be beings of the earth. And the being doesn't race with a color, but a statue of being of the meaning of the superiors of the earth. So it doesn't have to do with a color. It has something to do with the content and the abilities and their intent and what they represent based on the pursuit.
I understand. So it would be everyone is having a 10, you say. Let me ask you.
It'll be a 10. Yes.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for president will hold today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate?
I couldn't just pick one. I've been checking them out. If you come to a point and you can't make a decision, you look at the quality and the results of them being in office, and you look at the quality and the progress, and you combine the score, and if it contribute to where we are, and it's going the same way we're going, and it contributes to it, then it all should be considered. Because it's time. Yes, ma'am. So I couldn't just pick one when we all was contributing. Everyone that contributed to it has a credit. Have a credit.
So if you have to choose today just for one of those, you are still not decided yet.
I know that they pull together and come together and form unity and be obedient to the code that was intended in the original pursuit of America and every United Country eventually it will be once united, peace with God. God bless.
Understand. And if you have, I'm sorry, if the election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
What was that?
If the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
It's about the win. It's who winning. It's not dealing with the winning party. It's dealing with the current status, who's supporting the original pursuit from the root. And the winner of that, if everybody in strive of that, it will be, if all parties are contributing to it, then you won't leave nobody out. You have to acknowledge everyone's contributing factor and how they apply themselves to the overall goal.
And if you have to choose, for which party do you lean, Democratic or Republican?
I have to be Democratic. And I don't have a certain party. I'm Democratic when it comes down. I'm all of them that contribute. And I mean 100% from the heart, right from the start. And it's a original pursuit for the root that activated that pursuit and the intent. That's the truth. You gain the truth and you gain the focus. Yes, ma'am.
And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few, or some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans? Let me repeat the question. Would you say that Democrats in Congress are keeping none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
They keep not a promise. Well, a promise is something that you already foreseen, and you know you can so many ways. A promise is something you can keep because you are in the distance and know the outcome. And so, and it's already fulfilled in a way that you just go through the motion. I mean, intentionally, if the intent remains, there'll be a way to keep that promise if you maintain or strive to achieve it in so many ways. So you got to see a promise conclude before you make one. So if they saw it already concluded, they saw where they can make it good on that promise, then we'll wait for them to come to a point where they can demonstrate it. And it be administrated to the point that it be concluded based on fulfillment.
If they're still working on it, let them be what they have to be to fulfill
that all.
And if you have to choose, sir, would you say that is none of their promises? They're keeping only a few. Some of their promises and all of their promises. I need just one.
It's not just a color. If you're trying to rate a color with, when it comes to independence, when it comes to unity, when it comes to independence and things of that nature, these things are rights that are a dominion right that have surfaced, and everyone are complying with it because they rely on it. And they desire it to be a reality and not just a thought or a dream. So I guess, in so many words, if they contribute and support it, if they continue to support it, it's not a cult. It's an applied study. And that you apply your support to see
it manifest. So would you say that they are not keeping their promises? That's what
you're saying. If they are keeping it, then the first promise, you have got to promise yourself. You got to save yourself before you can save somebody else. In a way, you have to set goals far beyond the things that you're dealing with by activating the faith. So seek the kingdom and all these things be added unto you. If beyond a promise, you set goals. Yeah, you can set goals. Goal setting, revenue, effective, giving up the conversation. speaking in faith, speaking it into existence, and stepping out on it, and we all manifest that we need into that we desire the world to be the way it was intended in the beginning, before the fruit.
So what to say? None of their promises, sir. I just need one answer. Could you say none of their promises? Only a few of their promises. Some of their promises.
To jump to speak and be and to be, you know, virtue. And I speak for everybody. And if I don't speak it, and it cover area, and it cover not just the individual, but it cover everybody, man. In so many words. If you exercise the rights, everyone has a right to an opinion. Everyone has a right to choose.
I understand. So you don't have an answer for your question,
sir? If you leave that right open, whoever they support, they have a right to support. And that's an open right. It's a governed right. It's a born right.
So, okay. Just let me repeat the question, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The question is, would you say that Democrats in Congress are keeping none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises?
I'm sure they promised it was a promise that was universal and it contributed to world peace. It was genuine, and it was considering that it was something that they pursued from their heart.
Okay, and so would you say that they are keeping all of their promises? That's what you're saying?
If they fulfill all their promises, they still have obtained something. They have obtained and maintained it. So the maintenance code.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, let me go ahead and continue with the survey. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or it does make no difference?
I'm most likely, if I vote, it's gonna be what I'm familiar with. And if I decided that it's contributing to where we all are going, and the outcome of this will be contributing to that light that we plug into the system that work in immediate sense of this need and meet the obligation, and the activity is the result is immediate. And you can feel them in the office. You ain't got to see them to know that they're affected. The effecticality is reality that they are the one by the results.
Understand.
And the results is, yes ma'am, so if we watch them, so it won't be the first run, but the next time they go based on the previous demonstration, we determine whether there's something to invest in or a vote to see more.
I understand. And let me ask you, was your life better under Biden or better under Trump administration?
People be forced to say stuff they don't mean if they don't have any privacy to preparate and say what they mean from their heart when they've been in public, if they've been interrogated, they're supposed to be if you're being interrogated, you're supposed to be presenting something, and you're being interrogated to the point that you have no room to prepare. I guess you'll be saying anything.
Okay.
You'll be pushing. So I have to say, not, I don't like it, but, well, if you have to gain the intent. What originally activated the pursuit, and that's at the root.
Who would you choose, Biden or Trump?
Who would I choose? They both contribute to where we are today.
So will you say that probably somewhat better with
I'm
Biden administration?
I'm saying that I'm saying all together in the same fact that they pull together. I suggest they not be enemies. I suggest that they all contribute to a general peace, and they if they head the same way, they should be working together. They should this time if you can't make a decision up. Well, in so many words, you should consider all that's running that has that already ran before and look at the results that they in the contributing factors that was a key factor to where we are today. That is important, that's clearly supporting the original pursuit from the root, and that's obtained world peace.
Okay.
If that's contributing to that, then I'm a perfect 10 in favor, but that's where we strive. And on the same highway, we're not by, and we're not serving now to supporting a touchback operator, somebody's going for the other side. That's anything against her.
Okay, sir. Well, let's continue with the survey then. I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans, and 0 means does not raise any concern about voting for Republicans. You may use any number, and the only thing that I need is just a number for each statement. Let's just start with the first one says, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our community, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security. So from 0 to 10, how are raising any concern with you? Remember, 0 means does not raise any concern to vote for Republicans, and 10 means raises a lot of concerns to vote for Republicans. Okay. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Vote for Republican or Democrat. To start from the root, we have to consider the little man, the one that are not actually recognized, but play a big part in support, and it could be, it's Democrat and Republican, but, and to support the minority and the majority, if they go in the same way, just have a different way to express it, I would have to say the root first, and then affect the structure.
So what number do you choose from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Okay. What about the next one? It says, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women
all
of
the implementations on the same board.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So everybody's on the same board. Everybody's supporting everybody. Everybody's subordinate to the order is on the same board. It doesn't have the same rating.
So I will read you the next statement. It says, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that will restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. From 0 to 10, how would you rate if it's raising any concern about that? How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
How would I rate anybody? Are you saying rape? Are you saying abortion? What are you saying in so many words? It's muffled in here, and I want to make sure I'm actually hearing it right. What you saying? Black women?
Yes, sir.
What is concerning with the black women?
Okay, so let me repeat the statement. It says Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies. Women facing disproportionate impact. More than a half of black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump.
Okay. Well, no one should be allowed to abort anybody. I think if you engage in an act, a conception, that child is receiving a promise to be born and to be conceived. If it's conceived, it have a right to be born. Everybody has a right to enter this world, and getting here is the order. And how they stay is up to them, but everybody has a right, no matter how they come, they have a right to the tree of life and the gift of life, the gift of God, eternal life, no matter what. They grant life no matter what, and put them in a family that can raise them better than you can, but it should never be an abortion over adoption.
Understand. How would you rate it from
0
to
10? 0 to 10, I'm against abortion at 10%. I'm 100% against abortion.
So would you say?
I'm 100%. I'm 100% for adoption, if they have that option.
So would you say does not raise any concern? That's what you say, right?
It would be just a raise. It's everybody. Everybody has a right to come. Yeah, okay. Everybody has a right to life.
I will read the next one. It says, education is the foundation for success and opportunity. But Republicans want to strip away access to education for black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants to help black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. From 0 to 10, how concerned are being raised with you? I mean, remember, 0 means does not raise any concern, and 10 means that the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans. From 0 to 10, what number do you choose?
The voting you're talking about America, right? And I know we all pigmentation and pigmentation and shades and blends of color skin. We are people of color. So if you are universal and Republicans are universal, if they're universal and they stand their own way, that we all assemble one day and one solid peace, one general peace, world peace, then they're contributing in a way that we have to understand and make sure understanding is in it, because everybody would desire to be understood when they demonstrate or when they operate or when they have a presentation. They like to be understood, and being understood is what they really stand for. And if they're standing for, they're standing for world peace in a way that they are expressing in a way that you can't understand it.
And how would you rate it from
0
to
10? If it's contributing to all pigmentation, make up the nation, and all blend of color and pigmentation make up the nation, then it's a world peace treaty coming together in one piece, and it not be a color, but a race or that of a being, a human being. All beings come together in one general peace.
Okay, and so how would you rate it, sir? Let me repeat the question.
If that's the case, I rate every party that's running to support in their own in their own way, if they in their own way, and they are contributing to the drive the world peace, then I give them a 10.
So would you say 10?
It's a 10 best taste.
Okay, let's continue. The next one says, in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses and we saw the resulting carnage of the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys and stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress.
If winning becomes an obsession, it becomes an obsession that is desperation just to gain leadership and not power. That's all. If it's not good about just being power and manipulative, being manipulative, a power manipulation over someone, then and so many ways words are communicating a threat.
Okay, so would you say that you rate it as a 10?
We have to gain the meaning of that in the intent to make sure the content and the event are matching the intent. And it didn't carry itself out in a way that we allow that to activate. Yeah, because it's law enforcement for that.
Okay. The next one says, black entrepreneurs have worked. Go ahead. I'm sorry to say that. No, I was reading the next question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The next statement says, black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provided grants to black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more black Americans in wealth creation. How concerned are about this statement? Remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 10, where 0 means does not raise any concern, and 10 means that is raising a lot of concern. What number do you choose?
I'm concerned about the well-being and the future of the world, Earth, everybody. Not just a country, but everybody pulling together and contributing to the original pursuit. And if it's in behalf of Earth and everything about it, and if I exist and why you exist, it's a perfect 10. If it's all contributing to the fact that we maintain a world peace pursuit, that's all I'm saying. And to cut out all the excessive things are be eliminated if we stick to the original intent that you exist. The reason why we exist, open or close this, is to obtain world peace first and be on one accord so we can advance beyond these points of question into a triumph of truth and honor based on the grounds of our existence.
Okay, so what you say, 10? Okay, well, thank you so much. Let's continue with the survey. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statement best describes how you feel? I will read the options. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. We have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. We cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. or Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. You can select up to two options.
While we focus on a color, and we all say race, I think you have got to, man, if it's a minority, well, I couldn't rate it unless it's, I can rate it if everybody pulls together and coming to an understanding much greater than the things that was happening when you was learning. And this time, learning, not burning, and not turning. But if you are learning daily and analyzing and realizing that we have the same goal, we are people and people of color.
Understand.
And I mean, yes, ma'am. So, focus on the main goal, and I guess the positive aspects of this existence that we have up at the least to maintain that order that we, the way the reason you were born. A lot of people don't know why they're born. They think they're born. They don't realize why they're born. And you're born, the reason the generation of birth is to align with the pursuit to bring us all back together under one general peace with God. When it made you to the point that you received that you were entitled before the truth. And she's kind of hard?
Pretty much what you're saying is that you select the options to Black people have important role to play protecting
America. They have an important role. Everybody has an important role to play. Everybody created equal. There's no being greater than the next being. It might be greater performance. It might be greater results. It might be greater service. Great things that come from practice. And apply study and concentration. There's no greater being than the next.
I'm sorry. I do appreciate that. Let's continue with the survey, okay? We have just a few more questions to ask you again.
If you can exclude the color and look at the being and know that it's not just a color, but the being, there's no being better than the next.
Yeah. Understand. So thank you very much for sharing. So moving on to the next question, let me ask you one more time. If you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in these elections? Remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all likely to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote. And the only thing that I need is just a number. You can just choose any number from 0 to 10. How likely are you to vote?
My mind don't support just a number, because a number is a category, and a category, when it's universal, you can't just address just a category. You got to address it as a whole. And, man, concerned about everybody, and acknowledging everybody's net contributing factors and so many ways for what they desire, and it all comes to them wanting peace in life.
Okay. That you are extremely likely to vote?
If I vote, it's because they pull together and they showing unity, and they driving towards meeting that obligation, that goal that it was intended for when it was born.
So we'll just say a 10, right?
The generation of birth from the creation. To get it back to end that death. There's a death order for our sinners.
Sir, just confirm it. Just say it would be a 10. You're extremely likely to vote,
Ma'am?
Yeah. So you're extremely likely to vote. It would be a 10, you say, right?
I support anything that will generate an idea that we're getting with the program that is unlimited everything, unlimited life, unlimited progress, unlimited success, and things of that nature. It's unlimited, not the limited with a given. Well, stop.
Thank
and
you so much.
I'm not with self-righteous. Well, whatever it takes to bring us together as one general piece, so we all work together, see eye to eye, and meet that obligation first.
Understand. Let me continue with the survey, so okay? So how motivated, sir? How motivated are you to go? Sir? I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I hear you, ma'am.
Okay, sir, how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election from 0 to 10? Are you extremely motivated, not motivated at all? What number do you choose?
I choose number. Anything is supporting. If it's supporting everything that I've talked about, and I'm with it, yeah, 100%.
Okay, so it will be a 10. Okay, let's continue. Sometimes in the service like this, people change their minds. And sometimes they don't. So let me ask you once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate?
Who would the last portion of what you're saying?
Yes. If the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democrat, if they pull together, I'll be pulling together like I think they should be. They should put the titles down, look at one another, and look at the same, and look at from a point of view, and not from a power trip, but not controlling one another, or being better than, but looking at it as the strong burning feeling of the weak, in so many ways, and supporting one another. Sharing is caring, not caring. So I guess
would you say you are undecided, sir? Would you say that you are undecided, or do you vote for Democratic or Republican candidates?
Based on the result, I have to see the result. I have to see it activating, operating to be able to determine which where we're going with it and how it's contributing to. The reason we exist. How's contributing to the solution and not the problem. If it's contributing to the solution, I'll give it a perfect 10.
Okay, so Democratic or Republican candidate? That's the question.
Probably not. And voted for both.
So you're undecided. Okay. And if you have to
I'm straight in what we drive for, but it has to be contributing to that's including the differences that make up that cause the division, and look at the differences that make up the difference.
Okay.
The differences make up the difference, not the division.
Okay, and I'll do appreciate if you choose an option.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you choose Democratic or Republican, or you are undecided? That's the question.
I don't jump side to side. Whichever they fall in line, all that fall in line with the drive and arrive code of solutions, and they are contributing to that we intended, what was intended in the beginning, entertainment of man and woman.
Thank you. Let's continue. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Sure. Well, I would consider myself. I don't have to judge myself. I support conservative. I support it if it's necessary. If all people have their own personal expression of themselves. You have a right to love, but allow everybody to be themselves and see how that works out.
And would you say I'm sorry, sir. I don't want to interrupt you. Let me continue with the question. Would you say that it's somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Would you say that
you are somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I support the idea that you could be conservative.
Okay, what do you
say somewhat then? I'm still advancing. And to say what I am right now, like it's the end of it, like it concluded. I support pride. You got pride, you have confidence in yourself. I support all that makes sense. Everybody is confidence and all confidence conservative. And if you feel that, we feel you're raised that way, I'm with it. That's your confidence in so many ways. Evidence is confidence and that you are. That you can lead or you can make your own decisions and so many ways make a difference that can make up the difference.
Well, I just need to choose one option. Would you say somewhat or very conservative?
Ma'am?
Okay. Sir.
You have set up some numbers and certain answers that I have to match that you have. My answer is all I have. And that's what that comes from, endurance and experience.
Okay. And let me ask you one more time. I think that we are just missing your answer for this question. Do you consider yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative? I just need you to choose one option.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's still growing and developing. And if it's a pursuit, I could already be there and beyond that point.
So would you say very conservative, yes or no?
You can say very, or you can say either one. It could be demonstrated either way.
Ah, okay. But so it would be somewhat conservative then. Okay,
It could be either one. I'm not choosing one over the other, but because I'm still going, you know, depending on what company I'm in and what the situation is, and what it calls for. You can be, there's no limit to what you can be.
Okay. Don't worry, but thank you so much. We do appreciate
it. I never had a question in my hand.
Sir, are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
18? I have guardians, no. No.
Okay, no, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
All the support.
And if you have to choose one, would you say that you lean more for Democrat?
I wouldn't choose one over the other. If they all support, I wouldn't choose one over the other. I choose them all and consider them all equal in the way that they support. And it's all that support. I wouldn't choose one over the other.
So, I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Which one do I choose, Democrat or Republican here?
I'm saying all that support, all in conjunction that support, and I'm with the support. They have their own way of supporting, and they're just subordinate to the support.
Okay.
I'm with all the support, all that are supporting.
I just have three options here. Democrat, Republican,
I know you have your options, but the options are, you got them categorized, so I have to take a side. I never took a side, never left a side. They come to me, they're on my side. I'm with them, they're with me, I never leave you. And so I'm not the one quitting, I'm not the one jumping side. I never took a side again, I never left one. So
where
I come is where I go.
It's okay if I leave it as an independent because I need to choose one option here. I'm very sorry.
Okay, this is my line, I guess, my privacy. I guess I never took a side, I couldn't choose one and say I'm taking a side all of a sudden, but I never had, I never took a side, never left a side. I support that. I support that they support me to come. And they went with me.